really great experience for me during my presidency is to witness historic occasions. And I've witnessed such an occasion with the arrival of Reverend Paisley and Mr. Mark McGinnis here to the White House. Now, these two men are dedicated themselves to embettering Northern Ireland through their courage and conviction and desire to put aside the past and focus on the hopeful future. And so I want to welcome you all here. I congratulate you for seizing the moment and writing a hopeful chapter. Looking forward to hearing about how the United States can help from Northern Ireland move forward. I know one way we can help, and that is to encourage our business leaders to take a good look at the economic opportunities that Northern Ireland presents. And so I welcome you here, proud of your accomplishments, and I welcome you all to say a few comments to the TV if you care to do so.
Well, Mr. President, our first words at that will be excellent. We want to say from the people of Ireland, thank you. Thank you to the American people for all they have done for us in the past. We did a lot for you in the past, too. But what I can say, we deeply appreciate that. And we also deeply appreciate the fact that we're here today and that you have met us and you're going to encourage us. And this, we have had our political squabbles and fights. I think we have come to the end of that. I think that peace has come. There will be a fight for peace. You don't want peace. You have to fight to keep it.
Sorry.
We accept that. We're dedicated to that. But we do need help in the economic field. And that we're glad that the door has opened. We have had a very good reception in your company so far. And of course, is the crowner. And when we look around and see this mighty army that's following hard at your track, you know, this is the final. And we say thank you, and we look forward to good dealings between our little country and yours in the coming days.
Thank you, sir.
Can I to reiterate the comments of the First Minister in expressing our deepest thanks and appreciation to you and your administration for the tremendous help that we have received throughout the course of the process. Follows on from the tradition of President Clinton and his administration. So we're hugely appreciative of both of you for all of the tremendous support that we have received. Up until the 26th of March this year, Ian Paisley and I never had a conversation about anything. Not even about the weather. And now we have worked very closely together over the course of the last 7 months, and there hasn't been an ideal word between us. So I think that clearly shows that we are set for a new course. There is peace and stability. We have transformed the political situation. What we now need to do, as you have correctly identified, is transform the economic situation so that we can give our young people in particular a better future. I am confident that we can do that, and with the tremendous assistance we've received here in the United States, and particularly working towards the Economic Investment Conference in May, the future looks brighter than it ever has in the course of my assessment.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all.